Morning, everyone. It's Monday morning. It's about 9:30 here in Pineville, Missouri, and Mark is ready to read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, the 109th Psalm this morning. I'll turn it over to Mark, and he can read that for us.
Chief musician of Solomon David, hold not thy peace with God and my praise. The mouth of wicked, the mouth of deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue, and they compass me about also the words of hatred and fight against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good. Hatred for my love, set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. Let his prayer become sin. His days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and a wife, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor, let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord. Let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessings, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as that with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, for girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of my adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for good, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also approaching to them when they looked upon me, and they shake their heads. Help me, O God, my Lord, O save me according to thy mercy, that may know this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Them curse, but bless thou when they arise, let them be ashamed, let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, saving from those that condemn his soul. Thank you.
Okay, so we're ready now. Thank you, Mark.